NFL coach Hayes, 6-0. You got to feel pretty good about that. Two close ones. You know, you talked last week. You knew Great Falls were going to bring the juice. You know they have talent. They've went through a lot of adversity. But you told us, hey, it's not going to be easy. And, hey, they came in. They showed their talent. They were ready to play, but you guys were too. And you one-upped them. What did you think about that?
Well, it was just good to see that we can play from behind for the, you know, for the first time. We were behind in both games, I believe. And we, you know, overcame it, and that was that.
In game one, let's talk about Norwegian, because I believe it was 2 weeks ago you said, we're going to know that name, Norwegian. He had a hat trick in game one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's a really good player.
And without him, I mean, I don't know if you get that momentum. What do you think the turning point of that game one was?
Oh, you know, I mean, to be honest, I don't really remember a lot about game one from having to go through game two and have them heart attacks all over again, but... He's just a really good player. He's a spark plug. Even though he's a rookie, guys look up to him for a little bit of leadership on the ice. And, you know, he gets it done day in and day out.
You know what I think? What's interesting is I had somebody text me. So I'm looking at my phone constantly. Basically kind of the ins and outs of each game. And it just seems like you guys just kind of rallied when you needed to. First off, how nice is that to see, hey, we can win close games? But also, how frustrating is it to think, well, maybe we should have pulled away earlier. Maybe we shouldn't have fallen behind.
Right. Yeah, it is, like I said, it's nice to see that we can play from behind. It's good to see that we can overcome that negative stuff that happens during a game. But it is, like I said, I had a few heart attacks. I got pretty upset, I guess. When we didn't execute things properly, but all that really matters is we got 2 points each night. So I'm pretty happy with the weekend.
A 6-0 start. I think a lot of people expected this team to be good. I'm not sure they expected a 6-0 start. How were your guys feeling after these games? What was the mood like around that locker room? You know, you're 6-0. You won a couple of close games. I'm sure you coached them up a little bit after each game, because you just were talking about it. But what is the mood of those guys? I'm sure they're pretty confident right
now.
Yeah,
they're extremely confident. They're really starting to latch on to each other and, you know, make it more of a family than a team. And I only expect things to go up from here.
What did Great Falls do to not only take the lead in each of those games, but to hang around and have a shot at the end?
They just never quit. They're warriors. They're battlers. They're very well coached. They're not going to give anything to anybody. So they just kept playing as hard as they could. And we, you know, when we felt like we were in a comfortable position, we kind of just laid back and got a little too comfortable, and they took advantage of it.
They did. And then, okay, so your offense, man. Still killing it. Still doing a very good job. You talk about the depth you have for the offense. What were your takeaways? Because you want to see some improvement on the defensive side. What were your takeaways from that side of the puck?
Well, it's hard to give a real answer on that, because we were missing three defensemen with concussions, and we just didn't have all of our guys. We played six guys both games, so they did their job. About as minimal as possible, I'll say that. I was not extremely happy with the performance on the back end both nights, but we got it done, so I don't really want to dwell on it.
Will you be more healthy this week, or you think those guys will be out again?
No, they'll be, all of them are back. All of our defensemen are back. We had Caden that had a surgically take his wisdom teeth out, and Jake Guittard had a concussion, and I can't even remember the other ones, honestly. It's been a few days, man. That just a lot of stress went into Great Falls, and I just kind of took a few relaxing days after we won both of them.
What did you do on your relaxing days?
Nothing.
he did nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
All right, now one question I don't believe Chris asked is, these were de facto road games. They became home games.
Yep.
How did the crowd pan out for you?
We had pretty good numbers there on Saturday. Friday was hard because it was the Camels versus Bolts football game, which This is a football town. Everybody knows that. So, but Saturday was really good. We had close to 500 people there, which still isn't even close to our goal, but we're climbing.
All right.
That, this weekend's going to be huge, too. Isn't this weekend the St. Jude? Is that this weekend?
Yeah. This weekend is the St. Jude jersey.
Taking on Butte. Should be a good two games, October 1st and 2nd. I can't believe we're already talking about October.
For those who don't know, how does that work with the jerseys? Because so there's some people might be listening that might not know exactly what that
means.
You
auction them off, correct?
Yeah, so we do an online auction. And if you go to our website, Gillette Wild Junior Hockey, you can there'll be a button that you just click in, and then it shows you all the jerseys. And if you want to bid on them, you just hit the bid button, and it's pretty simple. But I am not technologically smart, and I can figure it out. So everybody listening should be able to figure it out.
Even you, Vic.
I think I can at least figure out a bid button. I think I can at least do that. Tell us about Butte, taking on Butte this weekend.
Butte's better than they have been the last few years. They got a new coach in there. They changed a few things. They got some new guys. They have a full squad. And, I mean, all things they haven't had in the past. So we're definitely not overlooking anybody, but I expect to have two more wins this weekend.